this morning, because of Satan's fall and his luring mankind through Adam into sin, we are all fallen and we are all, like Satan, proud. That's really the essence of what the struggle is. The center of sin is I. In fact, if you even spell it, it's spelled that way, S-I-N. The center of our struggle with pride is that I am in the center. And if you spell it, it's that way, P-R-I-D-E. And the center of Lucifer's problem was that he kept saying, I will do this. And that's the center of his name, L-U-C-I-F-E-R. The I, all we like sheep have gone astray. We want to go my own, our way. That's the essence of our struggle this morning. We all have a lifelong struggle with our internal independence against God, which is called pride. We have a lifelong struggle with wanting to go our own way instead of God's way, which is called pride. And because of that shared struggle, it is important to pause and remember where pride originated. God's Word describes us, for us, in His Word, the start of sin. And we find the first sin came from pride, and unrighteousness was first found in Satan. Today, Satan is our adversary. Pride is his sinful infection that infects every human being except one. See, every human ever born is infected from conception onward with the SIN virus, except for one. And that was the one who is Christ Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, our only hope. And as Paul and James and Peter warn us, we need to be aware of the plan of attack our adversary follows. We must prepare for battle, we must stay aware of our enemy, and we must walk by faith in the Spirit. None of us are exempt from the attack of Satan. No matter how godly, no matter how long we've been here, no matter how many scriptures we know, if we do not hold that sword of the Spirit as our defensive and offensive weapon, then Satan's attacks will, as Peter said in 1 Peter 5, devour us. You see, believers cannot be indwelt. They cannot be possessed. But we can be devoured by our adversary. And when he devours us, we are in doubt. We are in despair. We are those who are feeling distant from God. And we soon become useless to him. And that's his devouring by the devil that happens to us. So we need to know that Christ is our fortress.